60, 59, 58,
this is a countdown 57, to the Slade and Mason show.
55, 4, this continues to be a countdown to the Slade and Mason show. 50, 49, 48,
you're listening to the countdown to the Slade and Mason show.
45, 44, 43,
this is the continued countdown to the Slade and Mason 40, show.
39, 38,
right now,
37,
you're listening 37, to the countdown
35,
the Slade and Mason
34,
show.
33,
please stand by
as you're listening to the countdown
30,
to the Slade 29, and Mason show.
8,
27,
this is
source, the 25,
countdown to the Slade and Mason show.
23, 22,
we continue
21, with
the
countdown
20,
to the Slade
19,
and Mason show. 18,
no
17,
me,
stand by
16,
as we are
15,
now delivering the countdown
14,
to the Slade
13,
and Mason show.
12.
11,
yes,
10,
this is our countdown
9,
to the Slade
8,
and Mason
7,
show.
6,
5,
4,
here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Now broadcasting from the Dan Mason Studios, deep in the heart of Virginia, it's the Slade and Mason Show.
No, damn.
Wait a minute. You gotta wait for the whole thing.
Hold on. Hey, I'm sorry.
We got the fun music.
Yeah, buddy.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason show.
Well, okay.
I don't know where to go from there.
That because of this. That's right, this delay thing we've got, but it's okay. Hey, listen, I'm J.D. Slade.
I am Dan Mason.
And this is
the Slade and Mason show.
Hey, Dano, what's going on?
Oh, my gosh. What has it been, 3 weeks, 4 weeks? It's been a while.
Yes.
It's been a while.
It has, indeed. As a matter of fact, lots of stuff has happened. And I want to just take a couple of minutes before we get started, because before we start laughing like maniacs, and you know that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a disc jockey, my life has been made up of a soundtrack of every song that I've ever played. And this week, we lost a giant. I mean, just absolute magnificence, the passing of Aretha Franklin. No question about her being the queen of soul. But there are a lot of things that people did not know about Aretha Franklin. Of course, she was the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987.
The very first? Wait.
The very first woman, yes.
Wow.
You know, that right there says a great deal. I mean, along with the Beatles and Chuck Berry and all those legends, Aretha's right there with her. She recorded 112 songs that made the Billboard charts. Hmm. She was the most charted female artist in Billboard history. She dropped out of high school during her sophomore year. Son, she was married twice. Now, check out, these are events that she performed at. Of course, she sang at Martin Luther King Jr.'s funeral in 1968.
Okay.
She,
so,
of course,
I'm going to interrupt you for a second.
Yep.
You got to keep your face a little closer to the microphone, because as you move your head back, I can tell when you move, and it's dropping out your sound.
Oh, okay.
So,
is that better? All right. So let me go back to where I was. Again, she's had an asteroid named after her. I mean, Rolling Stone named her as one of the 100 greatest singers of all time. Again, and like I say, my life is a soundtrack, and Aretha Franklin occupied quite a bit of it. So rest in peace, Queen of Soul.
Good call. Yep. Yep.
Now, okay. So it's been 3 weeks, since the last time we were together on the show, by the way, we're doing this show on Skype again, and I thought we were going to have a massive coronary this morning, as nothing seemed to work. All right, so, but you were on vacation, and you and the 17 children went traveling.
Oh, yes, we did. Now, so, but here's the deal. What happened just before vacation, let's say it was the very first weekend, we decided we were going to go to Westmoreland County and go to the Westmoreland County Park, and there's a local beach there. So,
what's her name?
No, beach.
Oh, beach.
Oh my gosh. So I said, all right, Paul, listen, I'm going to let you drive. So we got in the Highlander. Everybody's packed up. We're, beach towels, whole dealio. And we're driving out Route 3, and we're driving along. And, Paul's being very studious. He's 55 miles an hour the whole time. And an animal starts running out into the middle of the road. And I said, Paul, stop. Don't. So he slams on the brakes. Everything's fine. I look in the rearview mirror, and there's this guy coming at us at 55 miles an hour.
Whoa!
He did not slow down until the last 3 or 4 feet. Okay? He, we came to a halt. We were avoiding hitting an animal because that would have caused a car accident. Evidently, he wasn't paying that close attention to, this whole road thing in front of him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like I said, the last 3 or 4 feet, he slammed on the brakes just as he came in contact with our vehicle. The front nose of his 2003 BMW 5 Series went underneath my vehicle.
Ooh.
His engine dislodged and went 45 degrees off kilter. My rear right tire moved in 6.5 inches. Bumper's gone. I mean, it's so Paul's he's shaking like a leaf, and the cops show up. So the rules. You give them as little information as possible. So the police officer said, "What happened?" An animal jumped out in the middle of the road, and we stopped. Meanwhile, the other woman. Gentleman was driving. Woman got out. She's yelling and screaming. What did you stop in the middle of the highway for? What did you? Mind you, it's one lane up and one lane back. They got 3 kids in the car. And yelling and screaming, hollering and complaining. And she's, oh my gosh, he just was in a wreck last week. This guy, as it turns out, was driving his best friend's car.
Oh.
And the reason he was driving his best friend's car is because his was totaled last week when he totaled it.
You can't make this stuff up.
I know. I'm like, okay. So you totaled your vehicle. So what you do is you borrow your best friend's vehicle. You get out
a BMW,
car,
no less.
A BMW 5 Series, mint condition, and you go trucking down the roadway, not even paying attention to the road in front of you. And then you hit the vehicle in front of you. So cops get there, and they're investigating, and she's still yelling and screaming in four-letter words, and I'm getting in the car, and I close the door, and I go, okay, guys, we're just going to wait. And let's see. So we find out that I get the police report, and in there it's like State Farm. I said, well, what does that mean? Well, we couldn't find any paperwork. So we think he has State Farm insurance.
We think?
He said, we think? Yeah, we don't know. We couldn't find any paperwork. So he thinks it's State Farm. So I call State Farm, and I know this is going to come as a shock to you, but guess what? He wasn't insured with them. So I called the big boys, called like the Geicos of the world. Nope, no record of them. So, lo and behold, the one fellow found the person. Anyway, long story short, she got a hold of the agent who actually did the underwriting for him and contacted them, found out it was actually with Progressive, which is my insurance company. So they checked their database. There's absolutely no record of this guy. So then... I said, all right, well, what about reverse lookup for his address? So we did that. Then I come to find out the address he has on there, according to Google, was an address he had 7 years ago. So the owner of the vehicle wasn't at that address either. So I'm like, okay, so not only was the car barely registered, had no insurance, wasn't at the place of the residence where the guy lived, and now is totaled, and my car is totaled. So,
ooh.
Yeah, so we're up to that now. So now, now I have to say, Progressive has been very, very helpful. They got me a rental car. Well, there's another story in there. But anyway, so we only have 2 hours today, right?
Hey, but this is better than a microwave story.
Oh my gosh, this thing goes on. So, you know, got the car towed back home. Took a look at it. It's a total loss. The frame is bent and everything. Anyway. So where to go this con? There's so many different things that took place. Let's see. So again, hadn't started the vacation yet. That was going to happen on Tuesday. This happened on the weekend prior. So I took my brother's Sienna. We loaded that up. We went to the beach. We had a great time. Stayed in a place. I used Airbnb for the very first time. It was not so bad because you figure this, it was $500 and it would have cost me about almost $1,000 to get a hotel.
And I would let you stay at my house for $200.
Hey, you know, you could set your place up as an Airbnb.
Oh, no, I couldn't either. Oh, no, no, no,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's right after I squat on the property, right?
Oh, we still have to work on that one.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my gosh. Where do we go with the story? Anyway, so the house.
So, first off, how's Paul?
Paul is fine. He was shaken up. And I said, look, you did absolutely nothing wrong. You did nothing wrong. This guy was just trucking along, minding his own business.
No, he wasn't. Had he been minding his own business, they wouldn't have crashed into you.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, so it was funny because the cop came back and he says, here's your driver's license, Mr. Murphy. Thank you. And here's your son's permit. He's allowed to have that back. And I said, okay, thank you. Because he did nothing wrong. He did nothing. Right. The other fellow got a citation for driving too closely. And the cop was nice about it because he put down the speed limit as before impact 35. And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, my.
No, this guy was not traveling at 35 miles an hour. But I kept my mouth shut. I just said.
For once.
I said, it was funny because I was just talking to Paul about this. And we were having a conversation. There was a video I was watching. It reminded me, when you get pulled over by a police officer, you say nothing. Here's my name. Here's my date of birth. Here's my driver's license. Okay? That's all the information. Because in your Miranda rights, it says right there, right to remain silent. Anything you say or do will be held against you. It doesn't say, oh, by the way, if there's something cool in here that'll help you, the cop will say that for you. That doesn't happen. They can't take the stand and say, hey, but you know what? He and I, blah, 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 blah. So it's important just not to say anything to cops, unfortunately.
Hey, Dano.
Yes, dear.
Hey, Dano.
Yes, dear.
I'm going to remind you, there is a big difference between you and me.
Yeah, well, you in more ways than one should never, ever, 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 ever say anything to a cop.
Don't even say, yes, sir. It's
just,
like,
just sit there with your hands on the steering wheel.
Right where he can see him.
And act like a dummy.
And I'm going to turn my head to look at you, Ossifer.
I'm going to blink my eyes 3 times.
Okay, so now let me ask you.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you.
I'm sure you got lots of questions.
Yeah, like, okay, so what is the current status of the guilty part, the alleged guilty party?
Well, we don't know. We got a bad address and we have no record of insurance, so who knows? We don't know what that address was, so I need to reach back out to the the police officer that issued the report and say, hey, you got a little legwork to do because that guy was driving without insurance and was probably reporting to the state that he had insurance. So that's a felony.
Yeah, but here's the bottom line. You're screwed.
No. I had uninsured coverage, which means just that. Someone hits me, they don't have coverage. I have coverage. So what they're going to do for me is they are going to purchase. They've totaled. They're going to say the Highlander is totaled, and they're going to purchase it from me. That's fine. But we have to negotiate a price.
Boy. Now, I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, hey, listen, if you don't know anything about my partner, Mr. Mason, this guy is the Henry Kissinger of negotiations, man. And he will, I want to say a word, but I don't because I don't want to slam anybody, but he is so tight, he squeaks, man.
Well, the problem is they were going to offer me $5,000. And while that sounds like a significant amount of money, I can't purchase a replacement vehicle for that amount. Every Highlander I looked at in the same type of general whatever was like $6,000, $8,000, $9,000. And I'm thinking, okay, what am I supposed to do with $5,000?
Add $1,000 or $2,000 to it and get you a new Highlander.
Yeah, yeah. Except for the fact that I still had the loan on that. Remember I paid off the loan on the vehicle?
Oh.
Yeah, let's add a little misery there. Yeah. Can we throw some salt and vinegar in that wound, please? Thank you very kindly. Yes.
Let me just spread this. Yeah. Morton's salt. Here we go. Oh, wow. Man, I tell you, that doesn't sound like much of a vacation at all.
No, it wasn't. So it was interesting because the house we stayed at, first off, I'm again, tight, cheap, whatever,
yes,
poor.
You are, man.
I like to use the word poor. So, we stayed in Norfolk because Virginia Beach is only about 28 minutes down the road. So we did that, and we actually went to the Norfolk beaches, which are nice and quiet, and there was no one there, and you have a great time. And
because they're all at Virginia Beach.
Yeah. So the last couple of days, I forget what it was, the day prior to leaving, we said, all right, let's go down to Virginia Beach proper. It looked like Waikiki. I mean, it was wall-to-wall human beings, tents, beach towels, kids, the smell of like...
Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah, Hawaiian shirts. And not just the one I was wearing. Oh my gosh. Oh, so we got there. Let's see what the heck happened. Oh, so it was, again, it was wall to wall. And so we finally found a little, you know, 4-foot by 3-foot patch to call our own. Oh, we went out to the island, out there, and we were swimming around, having a good time. And I was like, man, I could use the restroom. So they had the porta-johns at the far end. So this was my first time at the beach in probably about 8 years, what have you. So I get out of the water, and I go running up, and I'm running up, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is really hot. Like, my feet are burning. I'm like, I still got another 40 yards to go. So I finally made up, and I stood in the shadow of the porta-john so my feet wouldn't burn. Oh, gosh. And then I opened up the first door, and I was like, I guess they installed these June 1st. We're talking right up to the rim.
Wow.
I mean, and an additional packed on top.
Fill it to the rim. Oh, with my rim.
Oh. Oh, what a mess. So I put the towel around my head to stifle the smell, and I quickly emptied my bladder as quickly as I could, and then resumed the hot walk back to the beach. I had to stop like 4 or 5 times and throw the towel down just to stand up, but the heat was coming up through the towel. I'm like, oh my gosh. Now I know why people wear sandals at the beach. But so we packed up.
See, you're giving us all these images of people just running barefoot on the beach, not realizing sand is just unadulterated glass. So
it really like it's ground up glass and you're standing on it. It's 140 degrees, man. I'm like, oh my gosh. I cooked my feet.
I knew a woman. She tanned all the time, always under the tan. And I'm swearing to, here is my right hand, this is the only woman I have ever seen who the bottom of her feet were tan, and now I know how they got there.
Oh, my gosh. So, anyway.
You know, this past week, we had a special day. It was Love Your Feet Day. I had to change it. Yes, I think it was Thursday. It was Love My Foot Day.
What was that all about?
Well, because it's like you're supposed to take care of your feet. And so it's the day to pamper your feet. Well, since only one of mine needs to be pampered.
Pamper thine foot.
Yeah, you know, I got into an argument earlier this week because why do I have to buy a pair of shoes?
Because there's 27 Asian people waiting for you to purchase them.
I mean,
is
you
it
know,
Asian
if,
or I can't.
Like, I take a look when I take them off. Do you realize that the right foot has very little wear on it on the shoe?
Yeah, go figure.
Whereas the left foot, yeah. So why do I have to buy two? Why can't I just buy one?
So you don't stand out.
I don't stand much anyway. Stop it. All right, now I let you go because it's like I knew that you were going to have a wonderful tale to tell me that wasn't going to be a microwave story.
There's more to this.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. So now my brother.
For those of you just joining the program, listen, now Dan was going on vacation, and while Paul was driving, of course he's a new driver, it's like he stopped to avoid an animal. The person behind him did, and now we talk about, well, it's like we got two total losses, and we can't find out who the guy is, and we can't find his insurance. And now carry on with part two of the Dan Mason saga.
All right, before we do that, I'll say...
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade Mason Show.
There, we got that out of the way.
Oh, my creative buddy.
I love that. So...
Oh, man.
Tell you what. Let's see if we can find my... where's my intro? Outro? Bumpers. Hold on. I am, like, so... bad at this. Let's do a short break and then we'll come back and finish the rest of the story.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Gosh, that's loud.
Thank you for this break. Sadly, however, we will return to the Slade and Mason Show.
History, August 19th, 1612. Three women from Lancashire village of Samlesbury, England, are put on trial accused of practicing witchcraft. Evidently, they can transform themselves into dogs and fly on brooms. Flying around an unregistered Nimbus 2000 is just not allowed. 1759. During the Seven-Year War between Great Britain and France, we see the Battle of Legos, a naval battle where they had the large Lego set. And they were throwing them back. What? We're reading. Legos. Battle of Legos. It was the battle. Never mind. 1839, the French government announces that Louis Daguerre's photographic process is a gift free to the world. Well, so much for that patent application. 1934, the creation of the position Führer is approved by the German electorate with an 89.9% of the popular vote. No telling what's going to happen to that last 10.1%. 1960, the Soviet Union launches the satellite Kornberg Sputnik 2 with two dogs, Belka, Strelka, 40 mice, two rats, a variety of plants, and one excitable cat. Sorry. And finally, 2005, the first ever joint military exercise between Russia and China was called Peace Mission 2005. It was a land, air, and sea event involving 10,000 troops. They practiced air and naval blockades and amphibious assaults, as well as training of occupying a region. Oh, there you go. That sounds pretty peaceful. I'm Dan Mason, and that's August 19th.
See how good I am at not saying nothing?
This is Dano music. It's really, really nice of him to give it to us for free.
Doesn't look like Saul with Vitrix.
So when the music gets softer, that's when you start the next part, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, okay. That's right. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. That's a fade out, isn't it?
My bad idea. They should have, like, numbers.
Sorry about that, guys. But now we must return you to the Slade and Mason show.
Kind of reminds me of, like, Forbidden Planet or something.
All right,
hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Well, see, it's a lot easier than hearing that delay because I keep seeing that picture. You know, I put the picture up of what's going on in my part of the studio. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's really funny. And I do feel like that correspondent, as he's been asked, what do you think now?
Next part of the story. You ready?
Yes, Dan, as a matter of fact, it's a great day here. No, to recap real quickly, Dan was in an accident, but it wasn't his fault or Paul's fault. The guy, he was just such an honest American, gave him the correct name and, of course, the right address. And yeah, and now he is a total loss that he's trying to recover. But the insurance company, of course, is going to pay him only so much. Dan's not going to stand for it.
No. So that's a battle. So she said, well, tell you what, if you can find me some comparable cars for sale, then I can do the adjustment. I said, okay, great. So I did. I hopped on. I found a whole bunch that were like, you know, $8,000-$9,000. So we'll see how that goes. Now, further to this story, This past weekend, I'm sorry, this is the weekend. It was Friday. Friday, I had to get my daughter to Shenandoah.
For those of you, I'm sorry, again, Dan keeps forgetting that we're not just here in Virginia. We're all over the world
I'm sorry.
Now.
My daughter to Shenandoah University in Winchester, Virginia.
Virginia.
Now, that is 90 minutes away. And the car remained. My brother went up to Virginia with the Sienna. So I don't have access to a van. So I have the putt-putt car, as I like to call it. It's a little 1994 Toyota Tercel. I think I made you ride in that once, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, you did.
I did. Once or twice. So now, my daughter has 3 trombones, a refrigerator, bedding, all her stuff, and all of her stuff, and all of her stuff. How much of that do you think would fit into the back of the Tercel?
Absolutely nothing, because it's like that is a very, very tiny car.
That's right. So,
I almost didn't fit in.
I had to take the glove compartment door off, I'll tell you. Just to get his kneecap in there. So, I started scrambling, and I reached out to a friend of mine, and they said they got a sedan I could take. I'm like, it's not going to work out. So, half-heartedly, the insurance company said, hey, we can get you a rental car. Great. And they already set up the reservation, which was way cool. I was surprised. So it was with the, I'll mention the name. It's Enterprise. Why not? We'll blast them. So turns out that they set up the reservation, and I went to go pick up the vehicle, and I said, hey, you got like an SUV or something like that? And they said, oh, no. Yeah, but you had the reservation. Yeah, we had the reservation for the SUV, but yeah, we don't have any right now. I said, well, tomorrow I have to get my daughter to Shenandoah. How about a van? Do you have a van? I can do like a Sienna or a van or minivan. Yeah, no, we have some subcompacts for you. Okay,
can you sew 2 of them together?
You got like a hot glue gun. So that didn't work out. So she says, "Well, tell you what, tomorrow we should have a couple. Two are coming in tonight." That's okay, great. You guys open at 7:30 in the morning. Yes, okay. So I called them at like 8 o'clock and said, "Hey, what's the good word?" She says, "Oh, we have a car for you. Great, it's a subcompact." She's, well, you could take that, or what we could do is we could put you at the top of our list. And I said, I have to leave in a little bit. Well, I said, can I go to the other enterprises? Oh, yeah. Why don't you go to the big one in town? And like, I'm looking at the map and I'm going, okay, they had me driving 15 miles to the ones that's in a strip mall. And they didn't have the car, figures. Or I could drive 2 miles to the one that has 6,000 cars in their parking lot. Let me think about this for a moment. Hold on. Let me think. Okay, so I drove to the one that had they did not have an SUV, but they did have a van. So I took the van. I packed up my daughter and I drove her. Now, this was a brand new, and I mean brand new, 5,000 miles, a Dodge Caravan.
Beautiful van. It's like I sold them for years.
It's a boat. It is a huge fucking boat. Now, Japanese quality, American quality. It was comfortable. It was very good with fuel economy. And when the engine was idling, it felt like the gerbils hadn't eaten properly. It was It could not hold its idol still. And I'm like, it was like rumble. I'm like, this is a brand new factory new vehicle, brand spanking new, 5,000 miles right out of the box. Okay, when you reach 16 to 18 miles an hour in the back, you hear this. Like, you have got to be kidding me.
All durables and everything else.
Brand spanking new vehicle. And then when you drive, when you're doing coming down from 30, 29, 28, as soon as you hit to 18, it's like, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a brand new vehicle. Wait, there's more. As I'm driving, when you get up to about 55, you can get up to 70 on these little back roads because it's actually posted 70 miles an hour, about, what, 81, I guess it is?
Yeah.
So you get up to a speed, and I bet my money the back left tire is out of balance. It's, you can almost feel the car vibrate, and I'm like, this is a brand spanking new vehicle.
Now, hold on a second, Dan.
Yeah.
Didn't it have, okay, if this is a new vehicle, didn't it have those one of those computer things on there that told you when the tires were low?
Tire low is one thing. That's almost becoming required now. No, this is balance. I'm talking balance.
Oh, so it doesn't have little metal weights on it.
Yeah. Or they were in the wrong spot or, you know.
Or not there at all.
Or not there at all. Oh, I'm thinking, oh, I ain't buying one of these things. But I will say this. The person... you know, the seats, all the new cars, they fold down and they tuck away and things like that. Whoever designed it was clearly one who was well versed with Transformers, because this thing was like, I was like, this is cool. And you open it up, it's like, arms are out. I'm like, oh. I was like waiting for someone to come on and go, yes, we will be here for you.
Optimus Prime.
I am Optimus Prime. I will take over the world and make you better people.
That was well worth the wait, Dan. It's like, I, you know, again, we have decided not to talk to each other and riff on each other. So, again... But, I was pleasantly surprised.
Oh my gosh! So
it had a beginning, a middle, and it's going to have an end.
But it's still going on. So I don't have a conclusion.
That's
to
what
it.
I said. But that's what I said. It's going to have an end.
Now another thing about the rental cars. I did not know this. This is very interesting. You don't get full collision when you pick those things up. You have to pay separately for those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm like, of course.
I said, wait. This car has 5,000 miles. You're handing me keys and sending me off. And if it crashes, you're like, well, it's on you. So, yeah, but for $19.67 a day, I'm great. Let me buy it.
Sucks to be you if you don't.
Yep, because I want it so that when I show up, I hand them the keys and I go, yeah, well, here are the keys. The rest is gone, man. I don't want to know about it. So, but yeah, so I couldn't wait to get that car back. I drove back from Shenandoah. I drove straight to the lot, parked the car, took all the groceries out that I stopped for groceries, put them in
the keys in the door.
Threw the keys in the door, took the putt-putt car, and went home. I was like.
So you are now still in the middle of trying to replace the Sienna.
The Highlander.
Yeah.
So
that was the blue one, right?
Yeah, that was the blue one.
Wow.
Yeah, that sucker is gone. Oh my gosh. So I spent all day Saturday going through and pulling stuff out of that vehicle. It has a center row seat, and you cannot get anything from underneath it.
Wow.
I found some kid's DS card from, I don't know, 7 years ago. I gave it to the kid. Huh?
You cleaned the car much, buddy?
Didn't clean it. I just pulled all the garbage out.
Oh, it's probably got that bag from where we went to Burger King when the first time we came down there.
I finally threw that one away.
Okay.
But there are pennies, dimes, and nickels stuck to surfaces in there. I won't tell you. You can keep those.
It increases the value. Well, let's see now. Before, I guess the last time we were together, I think it was before I was going to go on vacation.
Yeah. How'd your vacation go? Any better than mine?
Let's just put it this way. There is something to be said about a staycation.
Yeah.
I didn't do much of anything. I stayed in my house, believe it or not. Boogie would come by once in the evening, and, you know, again, he would call me in the morning, and then it's like, you know, again, it was the rest of the day just. So I finished up the week, and I was very, very rested, and I went back. See, you notice how I said, but I went back.
Yeah.
No, it's I did. I'm refreshed, and it's like, and you know, I'm back into the swing of fall. It's like I'm just waiting. The my program director, he really hates life when I go on vacation. He really, really does. And this time, I really stuck it to him because I took 10 days off.
Wow. I did too. I got to go to work tomorrow. And I'm like, man, I don't know how to do all this stuff anymore.
Well, see, again, it's like I knew that it was going to be the last time I was going to be able to get a full week. I still have 3 weeks of vacation that I got to burn. So it's going to be some long weekends coming up here, you know, real soon. But here's what happened in this past, let's see, we're in the middle of August. So my oldest daughter, Khalil, her daughter, Abigail, and my youngest daughter, Jennifer Ann's, Liliana Quinn, all celebrate birthdays in August. And this is really cool because Abigail, my granddaughter, is on the 5th. Khalil and Liliana Quinn are both on the 15th. And Liliana Quinn was celebrating her first birthday. My oldest daughter's sister, younger sister, Jennifer Ann, actually had Liliana Quinn on Khalil's birthday.
Wow.
And so, you know, again, it also makes it easy as I'm getting older. I don't have as many dates to remember.
You just know that August, it's going to be rough.
5th and 15th, boom.
It's going to be rough.
You know, again, like I say, so, I mean, it's like I'm starting to feel my age a bit, but I won't admit that to anybody. So I took my oldest daughter.
You just admitted that to the entire 1 billion people on the internet. But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, it's like, and that's gonna come back to haunt me when I get ready to run for president. I'll be lucky if that's the only thing. Anyway, so I took Khalil to breakfast. Well, you know, I have very little memory of my stay in the hospital 4 years ago.
Oh, I visited you. You know that.
I don't remember people coming to see me.
Do you remember I came?
No.
Really?
No.
Wow. Really?
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Wow. Okay. So no. And my daughter came to see me. And my daughter was quite upset with me because she is a medical professional. And I come from a background of medical professionals, and it should not have happened because of my negligence of my own self-worth and care. So my daughter decided to regale me with the tales of what she said to me and how she spoke at me while I was laying in my hospital bed flat on my back, out of my mind. The conversation she retold went something like this. How did this happen? What do you mean? You know how it happened. You didn't take care of yourself. Now look at you. Look at you. You know what? It's like if you could get out of that bed, I would whip your... I'm telling you, she is telling me all this. Anybody who knows me knows that I love my children. I love them to the moon and back. But like I said, I learned things, you know, again, and as my daughter is... telling this, she's getting the biggest grin on her face because it's like she is dressing down Daddy.
Well,
at that moment, I felt like I was 7 years old.
Well, I have to tell you, when I came to visit you, I was very polite and I said, "Hello, JD, how you doing? Hey, you feeling okay? All right, how long you be here? I don't know yet. I'm so glad you came to visit me. It's okay, no problem. How you doing, man? How you doing? All right, I gotta get go, bye.
I have no record.
I forget who
that.
I went with. Let me think. Someone guided me there. I can't think of who it was.
Now, listen, I have been no saint in my life, and I have had my vices, but I will tell you, whatever they gave me,
it was good stuff.
Wow, it was the good stuff. I mean, yeah. Because I can actually tell you, I spent 14 days in ICU.
Yeah.
I don't remember 10 of those.
Yeah. I know you were very sleepy. Let me see. I think you were drinking like orange juice or cranberry juice or something like that.
Really?
Yeah. And that's about it. It's all. Well, you talked about how you hadn't any cigarettes. That was top of mind for you. So. Shocker. I said, let you have anything else in here? And you laughed. No.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sharing this with you because, like I say, my daughter reminded me of her coming to visit and basically laying me out. And like I say, I'm sitting across with this omelet in front of me. And like I say, I feel like a 7-year-old. I really do.
Yeah.
If I will tell you this much, like I say, I don't remember the first 10 days in ICU. But as I started to come around, hospital food is gross.
Yeah.
I mean, it. You know what? It's like, I think I'd rather eat vomit.
It's an incentive for you to get better.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's like they've been putting this crap in front of me twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend Margaret came to visit, and I said, "Margaret, I have got to have some real food. Would you go to Dairy Queen in Culpeper, Virginia, and would you get me one of the biggest, fattest, most overdressed hot dog they've got? And I want a Blizzard." Now that's their ice cream confection thing.
Yeah.
So she went to Randy, the owner of the Dairy Queen, told him what I wanted. Randy dressed this up, and here comes Margaret sneaking in like Mission Impossible under her jacket. You know, again, she's got my Blizzard. She's got my hot dog. Okay, so she gets it into me. Now, I'm still flat on my back, but I don't care. My mouth is starting to salivate because I'm about to put some real food in my mouth. I bite into this, and it's got chili and mustard and onion bits.
Yes.
And the Blizzard. All right, so I get through this, and it's like, and I have packed all my trash up and given it to Margaret to smuggle under her coat. And here comes the nurse. "Well, mister, are you ready for your dinner?" Do you know what they had the nerve to bring me?
What?
A hot dog. But now, look, wait a minute. But this hot dog, it looked like.
Come on.
A Tootsie Roll. A Tootsie Roll that you would find in a kitty box.
Oh, God.
I mean, this thing is. It is so dried up and shriveled.
Well, we wanted to get all the fat out.
Yeah, they did. They got all the fat, all the juice, all the liquid, flavor, everything out of it. It was like, yeah, it was more like a thick piece of bacon.
Oh, gosh.
Well, anyway, so
I take it you passed, and you didn't eat that.
Oh, no. I believe I still have it here with me right now. Hold on. Yeah, there it is.
It's like, there it is.
You know, again, you know, when you snap into a Slim Jim, not this thing, man. Oh. It's like, if you snap, it's going to be your jaw. Okay, so I came back from vacation all rested and relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And I got ready to start doing some work and so on and so forth. And guess what happened?
What happened?
Well, here's what happened. My computer decided it was going to just act up. And I mean, just, oh man, it was awful.
So
you know what I did?
So
I called my best friend.
No, you didn't. No, that's not what you did first. Tell the truth.
I'm sorry. First, I went to see again, like I say, as a radio person, it's like we have clients and it's like, and I try to give my clients the first opportunity when I have to have something done. But I'm like Dan Mason. I'm cheap, man. It's like, it's going to be like dying. It's going to be on its last leg. I'm going to have done everything possible before I break down and buy something. So I went to this advertiser who I had done a remote with some time ago. And I said, here's what's going on, blah, blah, blah. And he proceeded to look at my machine. And of course, one of the problems was the power cord. It wasn't making connection and sometimes it would go dead, la, 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 la.
Meep.
And then, as a matter of fact, so then he said, oh yeah, I got that. And so I now have a power cord, but as you can attest, what has been happening this morning is that it doesn't continue to make connections. And so every once in a while you hear beep,
meep,
beep,
meep.
All right. Well, it hasn't done it now in a while, and I can see that the battery is fully charged now. So, but anyway, he proceeds to look at my machine, and then he comes out and he says, man, wow, you see that right there? That's a virus. You see that right there? That's another virus. You see those things right there? They're all viruses.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like you got maybe 200 or 300 viruses on your machine. Blah, 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 blah. I said, well, can you fix it? It's, oh, yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, again, I have a program that we pay blah, blah, blah for. And it's like, and, you know, we'll run it and we'll shoot it through. And not only will it clean out all the viruses, it'll make your machine run faster. By now, it's like, you know, my eyes roll back in my head. I'm snoring. And yeah, okay. And then when I hear him stop talking, I go, okay, and how much is this miracle?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's like, it's something that you really want to make sure that you do, so it's got to be done properly. Blah, 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 blah. But how much is it? Well, you know, it's like, it's recommended by all the PC makers. Blah, 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 blah.
How much is it?
You know, and your machine, it's a really good machine. As a matter of fact, do you know?
Do you know who Optimus Prime is? Tell me the price now.
Do you know that this machine has a quality that the new machines don't, in that it actually does have a fan in it, whereas the new laptops, they all just have that copper plate?
If you don't tell me the price to repair this vehicle, I will come there and I will transform myself into a switchblade and fly you.
Well, we can do this. It's like, you know, again, if you left it with me, you know, this afternoon, I could probably have it done for you in a couple of days. And yeah, it'd be $300. Now, you could have said $1 million.
I'm sorry, 37,000 what?
Hey, you know, yeah, exactly. Because all I hear is, no! No! Three what?
Three.
How many zeros?
Three times more than you have in your pocket for the past 3 weeks. Can we have that?
Hey, you know, again, the machine isn't worth that much to me. I say, well, okay, I'll have to think about this, but I'll give you a call tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow hasn't gotten here yet, by the way. Yeah. Because then, here's what I did. I called the cheapest man I know who knows the fixes for everything from microwaves to dishwashers to computer viruses. I called my partner, Dan Mason.
Hey, how's it going?
I call him and I say, Dan, when you
first off, stop visiting the porn sites.
That is the first thing he said.
Second thing, download this link. Download this link. And stay away from the porn sites after you've cleaned it up.
No, it's like you left that one step. Download this site. Once you do it,
oh yeah,
delete it.
Delete it. Yeah. Get rid of it.
Yes.
Then when it's loaded, put this in. I gave you like 9 steps to do.
Yes, sir.
And you did. You did step by step. I'm very proud of you.
Hey, it's like I did do step by step, and it's like, and I thought, now, can you tell me how I can make it run faster?
Yeah, stay off the porn sites.
Shut up.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, it should be illegal to have this much fun. really for those of you who don't do this every day or every weekend, I'm telling you, you really are missing a great time.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, let's do...
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
We're going to take a short break, and then we'll be right back.
Woo!
Shh!
Don't touch that dial. Not that there's any dial, but we'll be right back with the Slade and Mason Show.
My baby seen you on the moon. On the moon.
On original band
baby. See you. Everybody see you on the moon.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
On the moon. I'll stop by later afternoon. Long as I can see you on the moon. Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Stop clapping! We'll be right back.